Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Harold Bloom. Now the name of Harold Bloom is very famous. His dates are from 1930 to 2019. So he passed away only in 2019. So a little bit of introduction about Harold Bloom. He is a well-known American critic known for his innovative interpretations of literary history and of the creation of literature. Now, after completing his education, he became a faculty member at the New York University. And as a young man, he was very much influenced by the critic Northrop Frye, especially Frye's work called Fearful Symmetry. And Northrop Frye, in this work called Fearful Symmetry, talks about William Blake. And this work, Fearful Symmetry, is just a study of William Blake. And Harold Bloom also stated once that he considered Northrop Frye certainly the largest and the most crucial literary critic in the English language, since Walter Pater and Oscar Wilde. So this is a very famous line that he has said about Northrop Frye. Now, Harold Bloom has written many critical opinions, so you don't have to go through each and every critical opinion of his, but at least go through the important critical opinions or important works which he has written. And some of the early books written by Harold Bloom are Shelley's Mythmaking. Okay, Shelley's Mythmaking, which came out in 1959. After that, The Visionary Company, a reading of English Romantic Poetry. Okay, The Visionary Company, a reading of English Romantic Poetry, which came out in 1961. And after that, The Ringers in the Tower, Studies in Romantic Tradition. Okay. The Ringers in the Tower, Studies in Romantic Tradition, which came out in 1971. And all of these are creative studies of the Romantic poets. And he also examined the Romantic tradition from its beginning in the 18th century to its influence on such late 20th century poets such as A.R. Emmons and Allen Ginsberg. Now, two of his most important critical works are, first is The Anxiety of Influence, okay, The Anxiety of Influence, which came out in 1973. Now, after that, A Map of Misreading, okay, A Map of Misreading, which came out in 1975. In both of these works, he systematized one of his most original theories that poetry results from poets deliberately misreading the works that influenced them. And after that, in the subsequent year, he published a work called Figures of Capable Imagination, okay, Figures of Capable Imagination, in 1976. And this particular work illustrates this theme of anxiety of influence. Now, after that, one of Bloom's most controversial popular works appeared in his commentary on The Book of Jay, okay, The Book of Jay, which came out in 1990. In this work, Bloom speculated that the earliest known texts of the Bible were written by a woman who lived during the time of David and Solomon, and that the texts are literary rather than religious, on which later rewriters imposed beliefs of patriarchal Judaism. After this, another important work by Harold Bloom is called The Western Canon, The Books and the Schools of the Ages. Okay, The Western Canon, The Books and the School of the Ages, which came out in 1994. Now, in this particular work, he rejects multiculturalism, okay, which was prevalent in the late 20th century academia, okay, in university. And he once said of multiculturalism that it means fifth-rate work by people full of resentment. Okay, it means fifth-rate work by people full of resentment. This is what he called the promotion of multiculturalism in university, means in the faculty members. And after that, he has also made some statements on who are some of the great writers in the entire English literature. For example, he praises Shakespeare, Chaucer. Now, with respect to other European literature, Dante he mentions, then Cervantes, the Spanish writer Cervantes, he mentions. These are the writers which he calls great. Now, in the mid-1980s, Bloom began to work with a publication house to chronicle all of the Western literature. And he subsequently also edited hundreds of volumes. Now, you might have read also, you know, many critical volumes on literary masterpieces, which are edited by Harold Bloom. Now, two more important things you should keep in mind that I mentioned two of his important works, The Anxiety of Influence and A Map of Misreading. Now, he has also coined two important phrases, or let's say two important words. One is called misreading. So, in the exam, they can also ask you, what does Harold Bloom mean by the term misreading? Okay. After that, the important phrase called anxiety of influence. Okay, anxiety of influence. So what is the meaning of these two? Now, first of all, let me take up what exactly misreading is, because it is both of these terms are connected. Okay, anxiety of influence as well as misreading. They are somewhat connected. Now, Harold Bloom maintains that each writer attempts to carve out a imaginative space free from overt dominion by his or her predecessors. And to achieve this, the writer creatively misreads his earlier predecessors or fathers by way of certain tropes or figurative language, such as the use of irony, then synecdoche and metonymy. Now, to put this in simpler terms, Harold Bloom says that, you know, we have so many interpretations in the field of poetry, let's say literature in general, interpretations and reinterpretations. For instance, take the example of Shakespeare, right? So many people have written on Shakespeare, Hamlet, King Lear. There are so many different interpretations. Now, what poets or critics do, according to Harold Bloom, is that since earlier writers or earlier poets have already commented on all of that work, there is a fear in these new poets or new writers that there is nothing else to write on. So what these new poets or new writers do is that they deliberately misinterpret or misread. And why do they misread? Because of this anxiety of influence, that since the predecessors or the earlier authors or poets or critics have already commented on, let's say, Shakespeare, if I don't do anything new, if I don't misread the earlier interpretations, then who will read my work? Who will praise my work, right? So, according to Harold Bloom, writers look for things like irony, synecdoche and metonymy so that they can use it to reinterpret old interpretations, deliberately misread it so that they can come up with new kind of explanations or new kind of interpretations. So, isi cheez ko basically kehte hain. But one thing to note is that the term misreading is not something which Harold Bloom has started or coined. It is something which Paul DeMann also talks about earlier. Even before Harold Bloom, Paul DeMann has also spoken about misreading. So, from an exam point of view, what you should do is keep in mind these important terms which Harold Bloom talks about. For example, the anxiety of influence, then misreading. Then what are the name of the important works of Harold Bloom? One work, of course, as I said, is called The Anxiety of Influence. After that, another work is called A Map of Misreading. Okay, A Map of Misreading. Then another work, famous work, in which he criticizes multiculturalism is called The Western Canon, The Books and the School of the Ages. Okay, The Western Canon, The Books and the School of the Ages. And he is the one who talks about the School of Resentment. Okay, The School of Resentment. And by resentment, properly what he means is that, you know, multiculturalism is nothing but fifth-rate work by people full of resentment. Okay, that's how he criticizes multiculturalism within the academia.